Kol tzarche mila. It says in the Mishnah, all tzarche mila is doiche Shabbos, is lasu yemai. What is the beginning of the Mishnah saying? Kol tzarche mila doiche. Like it explains, it says the mila, the priya, and the metzitza. Those are the three things of the guf hamila that's doiche Shabbos. So what's the Rashi saying? Kol tzarche mila. What else is there? And the Gemara, lasu yehoda ton rabbonim. Tell me a new aloha. Hamoil, when you're making a ma'aseh mila, kol zaman shuoyseh b'mila. Kol zaman the mila, like the moil, is cutting the orla, he's holding the orla in his hand. Choyzer, he's allowed to go over again. Ben ala tzitzen ha-ma'akfenes ha-mila. Ben ala tzitzen shein ma'akfenes ha-mila. Now, tzitzen means strings of meat, the strings of the orla. Like you make the mila really is supposed to cut off all the orla. That's mechapa the atara. That covers up the atara. Let's say it took off rove of the orla, but there's some skin, strings of skin still there that's still covering up the atara. So it depends how much tzitzin is still there. Certain tzitzin left over so much meat that's makiv es hamila, you did not yotze mitzvah mila. And some there, it's still there, but you yotze the mitzvah mila. It's only after hidden mitzvah to take it all off. But once rove of the atara is nizgala, rove of the atara is cleaned from the orla, that's called tzitzin shein makiv hamila. That means you already did the mitzvah. Now, the moil, though, hey, the Mishnah is saying now on Shabbos, Kolzman, he's Isaac with the Mila. He's has it like the gear in his hand, and he's still cutting, even though he cut once. If he sees some more pieces left, he's allowed to go and finish off cutting the rest of the tzitzin, even though it's not Makavis Amila. But once he finished the Mila, he like took his hands away from the gear. And now he takes a look and says, Oyvei, there's some strings left there. It depends. If what's left is makiv the mila, avad, you could do it again, because it's doiche Shabbos, you didn't do the mila. But let's say the mila is kosher already. You did a kosher mila. Just you have some tzitzin left over, you're not allowed to go now and cut it, because that's not the mitzvah mila anymore. It's not doiche Shabbos anymore. You have the right to do this aveira. So, right, again, no come on. Hitnan, hamo, you're making the mila. Calls the man, shuwaisi with mila, calls the man, you're like holding the gid, you're in the middle of cutting. Chayzer, you're allowed to go over again. Ben ala tzitzin ha-makfin, that's pshita. If you have tzitzin left over, that's makiv the mila, es ha-mila. Ben ala tzitzin shein makfin es ha-mila. Because it's considered one nice ha-mila. You're still cutting off the urla, so you can go over again and take off another small piece, even though that piece is not makiv the mila. Mashenkein pirish, let's say you finished the ma'aseh mila. You took your hands off the orlo. Then we say, al tzitzin ha-makiv nes ha-mila chayzer. If you have some strings left over there of meat, that's makiv the mila, it's not a kosher mila, pshita chayzer. You go and do it again? Of course, you didn't do the ma'aseh mila yet. Havad, it's still doiche Shabbos. Hey, chayzer, al tzitzin shein makiv. No, forget. Pirish, al tzitzin ha-makiv nes ha-mila chayzer. About tzitzin shein makvin es hamila ain't a chayzer. You're not allowed to go back because it's called like a new ma'is hamila, and this new ma'is hamila is not being mekayim the mitzvah mila. The mila was already done. It's only out to hid the mitzvah, or hid the mitzvah is not considered like the guf mitzvah. It's not doiche Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Tzitzin's Rashi, the second line, tzitzin shiuri orla, leftover pieces of the orla. But mishpam forish elu ain tzitzin amakvin. These are called pieces that still makiv the mitzvah. The yei shein makvin, there are some that are not makiv. We're going. Bosa sheina choifer roiv ha-torah. You have a piece of meat left over that doesn't cover rove of the atorah. Ela miyuto, only a meat of the atorah. Namai atorah, what's called the atorah? That shura gevoya hamakefes begid. The ring that goes around, the high part of the ring that goes around the gid, sovid. Shemimenu hagid meshupa v'yorid. From the highest point of the ring, it starts to go down bottom, litzat karka, to the bottom of it, or meshupa v'yorid litzat aguf. It also starts going down simply towards the guf. And that's the round piece right around the atara. So that's called the atara. So rove of that is covered, it's makiv the mila. If a meat of it is covered, it's not makiv the mila. So kids, it's the little round, it's the round part of the atara. So the machlokes we show them, what does it mean, rove? Does rove mean the circumference wise? All the way around. It has to be mamish be rove of it is covered, then you're not makiv. But if rove of the circumference is uncovered, even though this part is covered completely, still it's kosher. Some Rishonim are not like that. It means any little part of the atara, you go fakir this way. If a rove of just going one way around is covered, it's already makiv the mila. If the kid only be mamish, just one little drop on one side. But if it goes along all the way around rove of going around the mila, the rav the Torah, that's also makiv.
So kitzev, it's mechaper rov of the Atar, it's makiv. If not rov, it's kosher.
Drashi hamoyel b'shabbos. Kol zaman shuaisik bosh le'silik yodoi.
He didn't take his hand away. In roya shenishtari bot tzitzin ve'imak v'nesemila shenitsharam. That's a lochem. If he's still holding it, so he could do it. It's called one ma'isemila. Mashenkin, Pirush is Rashi, Shilik Yodoi. He took his hand away from the Maisa Mila already. Then he could only go back on the Makvin, Chayzer. Shirei Hehein Kamilatzma. That's like you're doing a new Maisa Mila now. But the little tzitzin that's left over, it's not Makiv, you can't go back. To Hevik Lechatchilo. That's like starting a new Maisa Mila now. Bifnayatzmoi. Vialeilu Lonitin Lechalas Shabbos. You're not allowed to be a Mechalas Shabbos for this. It's not the Maisa Mila. Behind the Diktoni, that's what our Mishnah is saying. Kol Tzarche Mila. That's what the Mishnah means. That kol tzarche milo has kol zaman, you're doing the ma'aseh milo, even if you have just a little bit skin that's covering up just part of the Torah, not rov the Torah, still you're allowed to cut it off. Because since you're being oisik in the milo still, it's considered one big ma'aseh milo, and a ma'aseh milo is deicha Shabbos. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, man tana, who's this tana that holds this svara that pirish, when you stop doing the ma'isa mila, ain't a chayzer. It's considered like you start over again, it's like a new ma'isa now. It's a svara you say fakir. What do you mean I stopped? I stopped for a second, so what? But the ma'isa, the mail now is doing a ma'isa mila. See, even if I stop for a second, I'm still continuing. It still be called one ma'isa. Hey, so who's the tana that holds, if you stop for a second, it's finished the first ma'isa, and it's considered you're starting a new ma'isa now, and the new ma'isa is also. Who holds like this? Omer Rava Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Rukahi. Calls according to Rabbi Shmuel. The time that we had before. Arab also Shechal Lius B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So you'll have to be doicha, make the shchit, the sakur, and Pesach on Shabbos. Is mafshit, then you have to skin the animal. So he holds mafshit ha Pesach adachoza. You can skin the animal only until the breast. Divur Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Rukah. And then you take out the emurim, and you makta the emurim today, but the rest of the animal, you can't make a hafshata. You can't pull off the rest of the skin anymore. You can take off everything. So the Havamina is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody holds. First you pull off the skin until the chaza, and you stop pulling off the skin. Then you cut it, take out the emurim. Now you want to go again, continue pulling off the rest of the skin. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's also, because it's a new ma'aseh hafshata, and it's not doicha Shabbos. Pulling off the skin now is not called tzarchei hakorban, that's what's not doichem. Mashma kontacham, though, the svar is, even though you stopped in the middle to take out the emurim, so what? But now when I go back to continue pulling off the skin, it's like one big ma'aseh pulling off the skin, that's called tzarchei hakorban. That's the avimino. So the morne, mimai, who says that's the svar is? Mimai, ad kan loikam Rabbi Shmuel b'noi. Shabbi yechim emruk osam, mishum loibinan, zekele b'yan veyu. I tell you, once you finish pulling off the skin until the breast, and you took out the emurim, there's no more tzarchi mitzvah anymore. You took out the emurim, you made the yak torah. The rest of the korban pesach now is a mitzvah tefillah at night time. But right now there's no mitzvah at all. There's not even a mitzvah, zekeli van veyo. Abel hocho, mashek, and here you're making the ma'aseh mila. So you made a mila, true it's kosher, but you have some tzitzin left over, there's some strings of meat left over. It's not nice. Hocho de binin, zekeli van veyo, like mush in the middle of the weekday, havad you're supposed to continue, cut it up, to make a nice mila. So maybe on Shabbos, it's also part of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, Ekibbe Deicha Shabbos. So the Mar Hochi Nami, maybe it's Mutter. The Tanya, Zekeli V'an Veyu. What does the Pasuk mean? Hasno Lofon of the Mitzvahs. When you do a Mitzvah, make it nice. Asay Lofon of Sukkah Nor. You're building a Sukkah, make a nice Sukkah. For Lulav Nor, you're buying a Lulav, buy a nice Lulav. That's called Hidden Mitzvah. For Shoifah Nor, use a nice Shoifah. Tzitzis Nor, a nice beggar, nice tzitzis. Sefer Torah, no, nice clean Sefer Torah. The Kosov by Lishmoi Vijoy, no. Use it, it's written Lishmo. So someone lay out Lishmo, the Pshad, you write it slow Lishmo, you have to erase it and write it over again. That makes it not nice. So Mele Matkhila, write the Sefer Torah Lishmo, you won't have to come to erase any part of it to make it Shmutzik. Because you'll have to erase it, Avad will be kosher, but it's not going to be no. So make a Sefer Torah no means Kosov by Lishmo right away, write it Lishmoi. And Vijoy, no, use nice ink. The coolness, no, use a nice pen. Balavler, and use a nice writer, nice cipher. And for Gemara, no, Balavler umen, use a lavus numen, for a korcha bishroy noin, and wrap around the Sefer Torah, the mantle should be a nice mantle, a nice cover for the Sefer Torah. Skitzel, everything you do with mitzvah should be nice. So here also, since a mila is a meister mitzvah, maybe al zek keli van veil, you have a heter, even on Shabbos, to cut off the tzitzin. Since the Alta Torah is the hidden mitzvah of pshat, a new mitzvah by itself, that's also pshat, this is nichla in the first mitzvah. That this is a svara to make it all like one meister mila. I'm going to cut off the mila. And it's needed to make a hidden mitzvah. So that even though you stop, it's a svara, I can still continue to finish the first meister behidur. I'll be sure I'm another pshan the pause. Not a sira, the nochadrushim. The unveil means heavy daimaloi. We should be daimon to Hashem. Mahu chan, second Kodesh Baruch was chanan v'rachum, avato hoyu chanan v'rachum. We should also have rachmonis. So I call upon him the chilik between Milo and Pesach. So that's our machlekes is not like that on the other. Not machlekes, but we don't say we go according to Bishmuel. Elo amar Ravashi, homani Reb Yosiyu. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi. The Tanan, bein sheniru ba'olu. That means when come to get the Kiddush HaChodesh, in Halacha, when Eidim see the Levona, when you have Bezdin, you're supposed to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mekarash Levona. What about if you have to go Chutz Petchum, or you have to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Eidim have a right to be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Bezdin on Shabbos, to tell them that today is Rosh Chodesh. Now, when do they have a right to go? Main Shinir Bolu, whether they see the moon, Mamish clear, wherever they are. Still, there's a lot of Mechal Shabbos to come. Or Bein Shla Nirubol, well, it's not seen so clear. Is Mechal and Alovas a Shabbos? Still, there could be Mechal Shabbos. We'll still see what the Chiddush is. Rabbi Yosi Yomino, no. Nirin Violol ain't Mechal and Alovas a Shabbos. If it's very clearly seen, so you're, let's say, 5 miles away from Bezdin. So you want to have a hetter now to go Chutz L'Tchum, to come to Bezdin, to tell them there's Chiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Yosi Yomino, no, you're not allowed to go. Because since it's seen very clearly, Mistavra, their Eidim, closer to Bezdin, has also saw it. And they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So there's no heter for you to be Mechal Shabbos, because Mestoma, there are closer Eidim that saw the Kiddush Levona. Mashenkin, if you see it and it's very not clear, so then you could be told that maybe I'm the only one that saw the Levona, then you have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos. So what kind of tushtal is this to our case? So Rashi, Rabbi Yosi Yomer Alma, Af Agav Diyika Mitzvah, even though you're doing a mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, Kiv on the Lav Letzor Gavoyu, it's not necessary to have you. Is loy mechalinin? We're not mechal Shabbos. Ba'achinami pirish devi aschalto dechilul kiyachab leitzar gavoyah lo mechalinin. Here also the mila. Once you finish doing the mila, you mekayim the mitzvah. It's time to go back to finish off the tzitzin. Maybe you have no heta for it. Alright, so the Gemara, no, there's no tushtel here. Dilma ad kan loy kamer Reb Yosi yosam lo nitu Shabbos litzchos. The chlal, in such a case, what's the svarim? When Lavona is seen clearly in the sky, and the moon is seen, so there's no heter to be Mechal Shabbos at all. Because you have right in Emor, and the stone Eidim, right in your best and Surin, and there won't be any Chil Shabbos at all. Aval Hoch, when you make a meal on Shabbos, did Nitna Shabbos Litchois, we're talking about Mitzchil, you made the Meister meal on Shabbos, so you had a heter to be Deicha Shabbos. Hachinami, maybe you have a right to finish off the mitzvah, the behidur, like we're saying, even though the tzitz and the strings of all that's left over is not mark of the mitzvah, but since you started and you had a heter to be mechalol, maybe it could be finished. So right, we have no chiddush who holds like our Mishnah says a chiddush, that once it's finished, you can't continue on anymore. Elo amri nadoi rabbonim de pligel led Rabbi Yosihi. Goes according to a different Rabbi Yosi. The rabbonim of Rabbi Yosi. That not. Arbo kahanim nichnosim the shalom of the lechem upon every Shabbos. They used to change over the lechem. They have 12 lechem. They have 6 and 6. And every Shabbos was changed over. How do they change it? Arbo kahanim nichnosim. 4 kahanim went into the shulchan. Shnayim biyodom shnei sedorim. 2 of them had, 2 kahanim had each one in the hand. 6 2 sedarim means 6 and 6. Each one has 6 lechem. Ushnayim biyodim shnei bezichim. And 2 kahanim, each one had in his hand the bezichim of levoina. To the top of the shulchan, there were 2 bezichim of levoina. So 4 kahanim came in on Shabbos. Now viabo makdim lefnayim. 4 other kahanim went in before them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim. 2 of them to take off the old 2 sedarim. Ushnayim litol shnei bezichim, and 2 of them to take off the old 2 bezichim of levona. Now hamachnisim, the one that comes in on Friday, oim demitzofen stands on tzofen side, opnein b'dorim the facing dorim, because that's a more choshev a place. Tzofen is more choshev. Vayamoytziim the kanim just there to take out the old lechem that's not so choshev, has bringing in the new is a more choshev zach and taken out. So the ones that are taken out oim dem b'dorim, they stand on the other side of the shulchan b'dorim. And they're facing one another. Now, Elo Moishchen Velo Menichim. Like the Klal is, the Pasuk says of Nei Hashem Tomid. You're supposed to have the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan Tomid, because they without a Hefzik. So b'shas you're taking off the lechem, the other kohen is mamash right there putting the new lechem. He's while he's pulling off this one, the other one is putting the next lechem right together. That's this lashon. Elu moishkin, these kind of are pulling off the lechem. The elu manichim, the other ones are right away putting it in. Tavchul shozeh b'tatifchul shozeh, mamash one hand next to the other hand. My tefach is near your tefach. Mishwai, mishum shenem, the pasuk says l'fnei Hashem tomid. So you have to have the lechem upon him on the shulchan tomid. It can't be a second without it. Rabbi Yosi Yamanein, afilu elu noitlin. Let first the kohanim take off all the shtei lechem, the lechem upon him. V'yelo manichim, and then later the new kohanim put down the lechem upon him. Av zehoyu tomid. That's also called tomid. So what do you see? That even though you have a hefsek in between, still it's called tomid. So hold in our mishnah also. That was saying that when you stop the milah, and now you want to go continue, it's called like a new haskalah, that's not called tomid, that goes according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbanan say tomid means kiseida. If you have a break, it's called you stop and starting off anew. But according to Rabbi Yosi though, that even if you stop, a B you go right back to it, that's not called a new haskalah, the Chura Mila would also be mutta according to Rabbi Yosi. Right. So Rabbanan, mahal kitin es hamila. You allow a mahal kitin means like pick off the... Rashi betzitzin amakfin. If you have the tzitzin, that means the leftover strings of the orla, that's makif the mila. That means it's chayf, it's covering up rove of the atara, rove of the ring that goes around the gid, is mahalkatin es mila. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yim lo hilkatu, and let's say you didn't finish it off, you should know honest chorus. You should know l'chur the moil is chayav chorus because the moil made a chaticha on Shabbos, he made a chaburam, and he wasn't carrying the mitzvah mila. Because he didn't finish the milah. Since there are still tzitz in makiv as a milah, he didn't do a ma'is milah, he's chayev chorus. For the more money, who's chayev chorus here? Omri of Kana Umin. The moyo that did the milah, he's chayev chorus. Masl of Rapopo, Umin, you want Umin to be chayev chorus? Leimulu, let the Umin say, Ano avdi pago de mitzvah. I started to do the ma'is milah on Shabbos, I had good kavonis. I had kavonis to do a ma'is milah. So b'shas I was cutting, I didn't do any in Aveira. I didn't finish the milah, so what? I'll I'm telling another moil, you go finish the ma'is milah. But b'shas I cut the milah, I didn't do an Aveira. It was mutz to me to cut the milah. I didn't finish the job. It's not worse, like I stop in the middle and say another moil, now you come and finish. So why should I be chayiv? No av the pagu the mitzvah, osun avdisu pagu the mitzvah. Let somebody else do the other half of the mitzvah. Saga, you see, it's kosher do a milah with two different moils. You can have one mole, they do this, a mole the father, a mole he's not a mole, so he lets the mole put the oil in the clamp and he just makes the chaticha, and then the mole finishes off the priya. That's mutta. He's one person who can start something, and another one can finish it off. So why is the first mole chayiv here? What he did the heter. Yeah, pagu the mitzvah. Elo amra popa godol. We're talking about a godol now. So what? Rashi begodol shemo kemari uvechel slav daf tonema Shabbos that's not in the middle of weekday. V'yonish koros to come mishum mila koma the dain orvelu. Right, it means that the guy is over by mitzvah and the maestri doesn't have his mila yet. So poshti is chayav koros because he doesn't have the mila yet. Maskel Ravashi godol beediksib is nothing a posik. V'yorvel zochar shaloyimo he's chayav koros. So why do I need a chiddush here in the brayse to tell me he's chayav koros? There's nothing a posik in the Torah. He's chayav koros. That can't be pshat in this brayse. Elawam Ravashi, Li'oilam Umin. We're talking about the moil, that the moil is chayav koros. Yes, the kasha, what did he do wrong? Or going to Yosef ben Ashmoshes. It's talking about he came too late on Shabbos. It was kamat already ben Ashmoshes on Shabbos. It was like kamat mitzvah Shabbos. The Shabbos. For Yom Rulei Le Mesafkis. And everybody told the moil, don't start doing the milah now. You're not going to have enough time to finish it. You're not going to finish it before Shabbos. So if you're not going to finish it before Shabbos, you have no right to even start. Because here, since you know you can't finish it on Shabbos, you have the right to start the mitzvah even. For your maluhu, but the male said no. Mistavkina, I have enough time, I'm going to finish it, don't worry. For yovad, and the male started it, v'lo yistapik, and he didn't have enough time to finish it. For yishtak, kum tesois, the chaburu hu the yovad. This male did a chaburu, and they gave him asro before him, they warned him, don't do it. And he didn't listen, he went and did it. Melu b'yonish chorus. This is the case to say when you chayav chorus. Since he didn't listen, this case is like a chayav chorus. Yeshin Aleph Chof, Sivkot Chof. Ein Yoitzin, V'yanak Mitin, V'ukimin Chamor, Shoysim Halitzonim. You have this Gemara. You can't walk out like a horse, that you have the face of a horse on a stick, that the kids walk out to play with. V'niro Kiroichiv Olav, looks like you're riding a horse.
Really, you're carrying Baraglav. Because it's not called a Malbush, just called Hoytso, it's awesome. Veloy Viksharim, you can't go out Viksharim. Then Eitzim Gevoyim, that's like stilts. You can't walk on stilts on Shabbos. Sheesh Ben Moishev Lechafa Regal. Vochem Ben Betit, you want to walk through the tit, right? It's not called a shoe. Stam stilts is also to walk out with on Shabbos. Veloy Beparmi, Vehain Timin Surois Parts. If you want to walk out with a mask on Shabbos, it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Sheneistam Alaponim, Lahav Chidatinoikis. Because right, it's not called a malbush. It's not a derech to wear this. So it's not called a malbush. It's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Posh is only us from the rabbanon because it's not a derech I saw this way. But it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Chavala, ein yoytzim v'teva. You can't put a box on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with a box. The kupa, a basket, or machtolos, a mat. You can't stop throw a mat on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with it. Even if you want to protect yourself from the rain, still it's also. Because it's not a derech malbush. Something that's not a derech malbush, there's no hetter, it's not called a tash, it's not bottled to the goof. So now it's called a matzli. Avo yoytzim v'sak, but you can walk out with sacks. V'yiriya v'chamila, pirish begodim gasim. Even though they're very, very thick begodim, still you can walk out with it. And the Gemara said the swar was, like the Magen Avraham says, l'fnei shederech lotzis by b'fnei ha'gishomim. People wear like this, like that's the raincoat, the mokim it's raining. Even though now it's not raining, still you're allowed to walk out with it. That's the story. Anything that's a malbush to wear sometimes, it's called a malbush then, and when you put it on a Shabbos, you can walk out with it, because it's bottled to your goof. Like your raincoat. Even though now it's not raining outside, since it's a malbush that people wear sometimes, you can walk out with it. Mashenka stamp to put a box on top of your hat. Or a basket on top of your head, since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears that way. It's not called a malbush. It's not bottled to your goof. Maybe it's called a master. It's called you carrying it out. So you can't look up. It's raining outside. You want to put a box on top of your head to protect yourself from the rain. That's awesome. It's not called a malbush. It's called a master. Chodeis yoytzim b'moich u'svug shalamaka. You have like a wound on your hand. You want to put a bandaid, so you put cotton on top of the bandaid on top of the wound. That's mutter to go out with. Lefi shem rapin. Since it's merap, it heals the wound. So mele it's a svar, it's bottled to the goof. It's like a tachshit, it's mutter. Hilkach heavy kumay tachshit. V'chein v'klipa shum botzel. They used to put onion skins or garlic shells on the wound. It's also refu, it's also mutter. Oivas planya, some lugma, retia, all type of band-aids. Shalehem. Even though it has medicine on the band-aids, habi you put it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because it's a svar, it's bottled to the goof. It's called a tachshit. Let's say the band-aid that had a lot of medicine on it fell off your hand on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back on again on Shabbos. But this is providing it has medicine on the band-aid. Because it's also to take refu on Shabbos. So just like Matkhilu, you can't put medicine on it. You can't put back this band-aid full of medicine. But by the hour portion of medicine, it's not a refu on. If it falls off, you can put it back again on Shabbos. Avat on Shabbos, you can't put metchila, this band-aid that has medicine on it. Avul also lichroi chut, oy meshicha al hamakeh lotzis boy. And not let a tie stam a string around the wound. The chivon sheinem merapin, since the string is not being merapin, heavy masli. It's a masli, you're carrying out the string. Avul be'ogud, mashenken a regular like a band-aid, shekurich al haratiya. That you wrap around the cotton, shalatipo that shouldn't fall off you, molov, yochol lelech boy. The koishwa yamatiroi. You could untie it and tie it, since it's not a kesha shakuyama, that's mutter. Now, the kids of the svar is, a chut and a mashikh, that means a good string, like a shoelace. So a shoelace, you're not allowed to tie around your hand and walk out with it. Why? Because you're not levatel to the goof. Avada afterwards, you're going to take off the shoelace and use it. Mashenkin is svara, our band-aids are mutter. That's like the ogid shakorach al ratiyah. An ogid means a postured thing that when it gets finished, you throw it away. So kozman, it's on the body, it's as far as both of the goof now. Like you have a bandit, you want to put cotton and put a bandit around to hold the cotton down. That will be mutter, because our bandits are not kosher. When we get finished with the bandit, we throw it away. So when it's on the goof, it's as far as both of the goof. Just if you want to use a string, that you're going to use the string later, so now that you tie it around your hand, it's not bottled to the goof, because you're going to use it later. So male, it's not a malbush either. And it's not merap for you. Since the string is not healing you, it's not like a tachshit to bottle to the goof, therefore it's called a masli. So Mela, a band-aid you're allowed to wear because that's a posture that that's bolted to the goof and you throw it away later. If the string wrapping around will be merapi, you will heal you, it's also mutter. Because anything that's healing you, it's like a tachshit. You need it now, it's a service, the goof, it's mutter. But something that's not healing you, just time you have a string wrapped around, and the string you're going to use later, it's not voted to the goof, it's also to walk out on Shabbos. Chav Gimel. Ha'bonim yoitzim bezagim. The kids, you'll have to put bells on the shirts of kids. Pirish kemein pa'moinim ketanim. Now, at the end, we'll see if it doesn't have the anvil inside. It can't ring, not to make noise. There's the bell itself. Ho'arugim lemechsusim. Abi, it's woven onto the ksus. Avalim einam arugim loy. If it's not woven into the ksus, then we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, and they come to carry it. His mikra din it's mutter, this zagin, because it's a tachshit. It was a derech to wear bells on the clothing, so it's a tachshit. The tachshit, as far as bottle to the begin, it's mutter. But if it wouldn't be sewed down, or woven in, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, so maybe you pull it off, and with the rabbon, it's also exer, you come to walk with the daladams. V'loy mahani yodim mechub l'ksus, rak v'dover shedarko liyos mechub. Now we're saying you have to, you could sew something onto your suit and walk out with it. But it's only providing what you're sewing on is a derech to wear that way. Avul im chibur shom dover shem darka mekach. If you're standing in a picnic race and sew on a tape recorder onto your shirt here on Shabbos, there's no hefty to walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's sewn onto the begad. But since it's not a derech to walk out to wear that way, it's not bottled to the begad, it's called a maslin. But something is a derech to walk out to the svara, it's bottled to the begad, therefore it's mutter. Now, oisin agulim yerukim, some type of round green things. Shagazra malcha shakol yehudi yisa yisa mehem. Certain type of a ring, everybody every yid has to wear. The chsusa has to be sewed onto your begid. Mutalotis them. You're allowed to walk out with it because it's a svara. Since everybody wears it, it's bottled to the begid. It's called the begid. Afilu ain't a top of the chsusa, even though it's not sewn onto your begid. Rak mechubasham ksas, only a little bit. Because here we're not afraid you'll come to pull it off. Because the malchus made gzerum, you have to wear it. So there's no gzerum, you come to pull it off, here it's mutter. V'chein mutter, Lord says, b'mitfachas, with a handkerchief, this at least in his time, I'm not today, but v'chein mutter, Lord says, b'mitfachas, with a handkerchief, she'mekam cheboyaf, you blow your nose with it, she'kurin plutzit, e'mechub l'chsaisai, used to be a shteigamov, used to have the handkerchief sewn on to the begad, or maybe inside the begad, whenever you need it, just pull it out and blow your nose. So it used to be a shteiger to have the handkerchief sewed on to your beggar. So it was mutter to have it sewed on before Shabbos. In mechub l'chsoisoi. Yeah. But if this is only where it's a derech, the kachal, he said. However, his mind is there, it's not a derech, it's time to have your posture blowing a handkerchief and it's sewn on so you don't have it. The only thing what is a derech is, the more they have a fancy handkerchief here for looks, that mechur will be mutter. If it's sewed in, that will be mutter. Since it's a derech to have a handkerchief sticking out of here that looks nice, it has to be sewed in though. If it's not sewed in, it'll be us with the rabbanon. Exer will come to walk with it for shus rabban. But if it's sewed down, that will be mutter. I'm not sure. For the mutter, let's say bezagin harugim. It says no. It has to be dafkia. No. First, the mash has to be mam. It has to be mam woven in. Good. Now in the chub l'chsoisei. He says here bedafkia shetoyfu beis tekifos. Abukshire in the moil. It has to be at least two stitches in. It has to be stitched in. For the safety wouldn't be good. For the mutter losses the zagan, that's what we say you can walk out. If you have the bells sewed onto your beggar, the rugim, dafka bainlem anvil. It has no inside of metal to make the noise. Ve mashmim curl. Because if it makes noise, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Right, the chubdawan. Yoitzim beminiyasovim shekoshimoisom biksharim vetolomoisom lefuah. This is a type of a kamiya. In Bezman and Gemara, they held this was a refuah. If they have some type of vegetables or on a chain, and they wore the chain of vegetables, that would heal them, it's mutter. Because the kamiya is a tzarach called a tachshit. Since you're wearing this to heal yourself, it's like it's a tzarach the goof. It's called a tachshit. It's a tachshit to the body, so it's mutter. What? That's mutter. That's like next to me. Right. And this is a svar of a kameya. Even though next to the kameya is an omelet, it has a ksav, who are then asavim, you have different type of grasses, was also type of refuah. And yoitzim the kameya, you can't go out with a kameya, shena mumcha. If it wasn't used already three times, vino mumcha, yoitzim bo. But if it was tested already three times, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Leishnas machi gavra, v'loi kemeya. I'm not going to go into this, that's megeya. Weiter. The heter is over there.